Lo yoymar lo mishnah ches. We're on ksubis perik ches mishnah ches. I'm sorry. Lo yoymar lo. A husband is not allowed to say, the yavam is not allowed to say to the yavama who he just married, harei ksuboseich munachas al hashulchan. Lord Marshall, the ksuba is, the ikar ksuba is 200 zuz. He can't say, oh, here's 200 zuz, it's munachas al hashulchan. El nechosav achroyan leksuba. All the nechosim of the brother that he yarshined are achroy to her ksuba. That means if his brother had a massive estate and a ksuba is only masayim zuz, he can't say, here's masayim zuz and now I can use the assets. The assets are all achroy to the ksuba. He's not allowed to sell them. He has to keep them in his rishus, and they have to be mishubit to her ksuba. V'chein lo yoymar adam le'ishtoy, a regular person who's married to a woman, harei ksuba sech munachas al ha-shulchan, your ksuba is on the shulchan, here's the money, and that's your only ksuba, and the rest of my nechasim aren't encumbered. Ela kol nechasim achroi l'ksubasa. All his nechasim are achroi to her ksuba. The difference is, a yavam can't sell his brother's assets at all while he's still married to the yavama. Whereas a husband is allowed to sell his assets, but they are meshubid, they are encumbered by the ksuba. So if he would divorce his wife, she has a right to collect from the lekuchos if he has no other assets left over. That is the difference. But all his assets, as is written in everyone's ksuba, it says that you can collect the ksuba from all nechassim, the islein achrayas, the less line achrayas, afilu miglima da al kaspoi, it says in the ksuba. So all the nechassim are meshubid. Gersha, if he divorces the Shemeres Yavam, ain lo ela ksubasa. All she has is her ksuba. Now he can take the Yerusha from his brother and do whatever he'd like to. It's no longer Meshubit because he's paid off the ksuba. Hichzira, let's say he was machzir her prior to actually paying off her ksuba. Meaning, he married the Yavama, he divorces her, doesn't pay her ksuba, and then he remarries her. So we don't say, oh, he owes her an old ksuba, and now he owes her a new ksuba. No, harehi kichol hanoshim, ve'ein lo ela ksubasa bilvad. The original ksuba is now reinstated if he hadn't paid that other ksuba, and the brothers nechasim are re-encumbered to the ksuba, or they remain encumbered to the ksuba if he had not paid off the ksuba after the first gerushin. Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. Hakoisev leishtoy din udvarim enli benechsayich. A man says to his wife, he writes a shtar, I relinquish all rights to your nechasim. I am a salik myself from your nechasim. Din udvarim enli benechsayich. So what is the halacha with that siluk? And the Gemara explains that this is talking about a case where she's an arusa. However, if he had done it while she was in a suah, it wouldn't be chal. So he writes the following: L'kishetinasi li, when you're going to marry me, lo yehe li din udvarim in your nechasim. Hare ze oichel peiros b'chayeho. He eats peiros b'chayeho. He has a schus peiros in her nechasim. Because he was only, the Gemara assumes, the Mishnah is saying that then, that we assume that he was not mechaven with what he's saying, to be mevater on his chus peiros, only on his chusim in her assets itself. The imesa yarsha, but if she dies while he's alive, he yarshins her also. He wasn't mechaven to be mevater on his chus in her yerusha either. Only on his nechusim in her nechusim, as long as she is alive. Im kain lama kosav la dinu dvarim ein lebenechsayach. So what's the point of saying dinu dvarim ein lebenechsayach? She im machra v'nasna knayim. This is his chus in the karka. His chus in her assets is that she's not allowed to sell or give him away. Dinu dvarim ein lebenechsayach effectuates that she has a right to do with her nechusim as she wishes. But as long as they are in her rishus, he has his chus peiros. And not only that, if she dies, he yarshins her. Kosav la dinu dvarim ein lebenechsayach upeiros sehen. Let's say he adds the words ubeperoi seim. Hareze eino oichel peiros b'chayeho. He doesn't eat peiros b'chayeho. He has no schus peiros because he added the words ubeperoi seim. V'imesa yarsha, but he's still yarshinsa, because we say the word v'periseim refers to the Kenyan peris. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer la'ayma la'aylam oichel peri peris. Rabbi Yehuda says, even when he says the word periseim, the husband could take the peris, sell the peris, and buy with them other peris, which are called peri peris. Because He only said he has no schus in the peris, but peris he could eat. At sheyichtov la din udvarim ainli binichsayich ubepeiraseyan ubepeiraseyan ad oilam. He has to specifically say that he has no correlation to any of her peris. He has no schus in. He's relinquishing his rights. Let's say he says in your lifetime and in your death, then he not only doesn't need peris b'chayeho, another chiddush, ena yarsha. That's b'moiseich because he wrote the word b'moiseich. Therefore, he does not yarshin him. Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees. In Mesa Yershena, if she died, he does Yarshina. Mipnei Shehisna Mashakosuv B'Torah. Because he made a tnai on what's written in the Torah. The din Yerusha, the husband has a right to Yarshin his wife, is a din Doiraisa. V'chol Hamasna Mashakosuv B'Torah Tnoi Batal. Anyone who makes a tnai against what it says in the Torah to uproot halacha in the Torah, the tnai is batel, and therefore he yarshins her regardless.